Welcome back to The Mindful Edge, where we explore the real-life pressures that sit at the intersection of leadership, resilience, and being human. I'm Cecil.
I'm Dr. P.
Today, we're going to have a conversation. So this is going to be like a holiday, New Year's type of episode. Yeah. It's going to prepare you guys for the new year, 2026. But we're honored to have with us, licensed independent with a supervisor designation, Lynette Crowe. She specializes in bringing people in alignment with themselves. So we're going to have some conversations about that today.
For sure.
Yep. Thank you for coming to the Mindful Edge, Lynette. It's so nice to meet you. She's really cool, by the way. I'm going to stay, everybody. I'm going to steal another one of Cecil's guests. So
it's okay. I'm totally okay with it. Listen, we're sharing and caring.
How did you get so cool with finding all these cool people?
Man, it's wild. So if people realize I'm an introvert, if you're listening to this episode, just so you know, I'm an introvert. If you follow me on Facebook or any social media, I'm an extrovert. But because I'm so like calm and chill and real and genuine and transparent, I think that's why people kind of like realize like I want to stay in his life.
Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. You're not ever getting rid of me.
Okay. You want to start?
No, why don't you start?
Okay. So I guess I get to ask you a question. Tell us about you. Like, let the listeners know about you. Like, what do you do outside of just therapy?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I feel like I'm coming into this season where I'm just me, okay, right? It's like really figuring out who I am. I think it's the age. Like, I'm 49.
Yes.
And I think it just takes a while to get brave enough to really look at yourself and just be, like, honest. Like, who am I? And, like, realizing, like, all of my parts, like, there's no bad parts of me. It's, like, how do you wield those parts? Like, I don't know. So it's, like, what's my hobby? Mm-hmm. That. Hanging out. Like, just hanging out with myself and figuring out who am I. And then being around other people. Like, when you were asking Cecil, like, how'd you get so cool? It's, like starts attracting like. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you're just authentic, when you get real comfortable with yourself, you just start meeting other people who are the same.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating just getting to sit with, like, even just friends. Or I think I've realized too, like, extrovert, like, when you meet me out, I'm on. Like, I'm extroverted. Mm. But man, to just come back into myself, to take that quiet time to have people around me.
Yeah.
I think it's that. Okay. I don't know. I read like crazy. I read research. Like, it's just fun though.
Yeah.
You know
me
what I'm saying?
Too. I love oh my gosh. I will nerd out.
Don't play.
Yeah, listen. You get me into like EBSCO host and yeah.
Don't play. Like, yep. I have a whole board of facts that I just collect because I know one day I'm going to be on a game show.
Yep.
Jeopardy was my thing. I used to tell my mom I'm going to be on Jeopardy one day. I wanted to be on the Alex Trebek Jeopardy. Now
it's not the same anymore. The same. Any kind of, I'm like, one day.
Yep.
So I don't know. It's just like that.
Where have you been all my life?
I don't know. The universe brought us together at the right time.
Yes.
It's an alignment.
It is alignment.
Alignment.
It is. I like her.
And then you said before you got here today, Dr. P, that you were kind of unaligned.
I was unaligned. It was one of those moments I had this morning. I had to call everyone I came into contact with because I'm like, you've never seen Dr. P like that. And my girlfriend, one of my best friends, Ambria, I called her and we laughed on the phone for about 5 minutes because she said, what did you have on your face? A remnant from the mask last night. I'm like, yes. It was that type of
this is real. Morning. This is just real. Wouldn't it be cool too? Like, I just like, I love being in a season of my life where we're just people.
Yep.
And the more you meet, the more people, nothing's weird to you anymore. It's like, oh, you too?
Mm-hmm. And okay, it was freeing. Great. As much as people saw me in a panicked state, and because I'm Dr. P, no one ever sees me not together. And then I felt some type of way. And then I was like, everybody has a moment. I can't 100. Be on. I was Tracy in this moment, a panicked mom running to the school in my PJs and my mask on from last night.
That's real, though. I think it's getting to that point. It is freeing.
Yeah.
Right? Getting to that point where it's like, I don't show up polished all the time. My number one pet peeve in life is if you catch me off game. I hate it. Yeah. Like, if I have to call into work, like, I'm sick, mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not sick. Yeah. I'm never sick. I'm never. But in the past 2 years, it's like, I feel like the universe just keeps being like, no, you're going to be a person. Mm-hmm. Out loud, in front of everybody, you're just going to be a person.
Yeah.
And then having to ask myself, what is that about that I can't be? Mm. What is that about? And then just being like, well, I guess we're all going to be human beings together on some level. I guess, because that's the only way we're going to make it through.
Yeah.
So
that's a good transition. So how we're in this holiday season, and mm-hmm. people have probably lost loved ones and yeah. friends and themselves as well, or jobs, right? We're in this grief season. Grief is not just losing a person that's not alive, but losing parts of you as well. Yeah. How would you define or explain, or what kind of advice would you give to someone dealing with grief this season?
You know, I was thinking of that a lot because it comes up a lot around this season, right? And it's like we have two things going on. We have this one reality that tells us it's all about joy mm-hmm. and buying stuff and we're all supposed to be happy. I think that's so destructive.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Because people then get in their mind that they're wrong. Mm. They separate from their truth because the truth is I'm feeling grief. It's like this remembrance of loss mm-hmm. or also we don't like change.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Change always means loss on some level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so we go into the season of remembrance and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then we're told, well, you're probably wrong, right? Because mm-hmm. why aren't you just enjoying buying a bunch of stuff and spending money and being broke and stuff like that? Like, exactly. I don't like that. But anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're, whew, okay, let me sit with that for a minute. Yeah, the part where people feel that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, right?
Yeah, I would say 2025 has probably been one of the worst years. And I'm not going to say the worst year of my life, but it has been one of the worst. Just mm-hmm. dealing with a lot of change and loss mm-hmm. and not, loss of people, loved ones, but loss of things that I thought were important. And then here we are in the holidays and I'm like, okay, I'm all right, but I'm not feeling like, hey, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
And then have to sit with that. Like, okay, there's a, I don't help me you two from the therapist part. There's a numb mm-hmm. piece. Mm-hmm. It's not sadness, but it's just like a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you call that? What is there or is there even a name to it that I'm trying to name something that shouldn't be named? It's just sit in it. Hmm.
I would say it's numb. Mm-hmm. There's a spectrum or a wheel of feelings that we typically miss, right? Everybody mm-hmm. says we're angry, we're sad, we're happy, mm-hmm. right? But there's other so many more emotions, and numb could be one. Holiday season and losing someone, your brain cannot comprehend losing truth. Anything.
Yeah.
Right? So I always let people know when you're talking about grief or loss, the brain doesn't know how to realize that something is no longer around because it's so used to it knowing this is here, it's present, I can touch it, I can talk to it, I can feel it. But when I no longer can feel it, what does the brain have to do? It goes into shock, right? Now mm-hmm. we're either in fight, flight, fawn, right? We're trying to figure what's next.
Mm-hmm.
So numb could definitely be a feeling.
Okay.
So you can definitely name numb as a feeling. You could definitely name I'm confused as a feeling. I'm content. I don't feel anything right now. I'm trying to figure out and process.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, okay, right? I think people mm-hmm. have this thing where they have to feel something,
mm-hmm.
and you don't. It's this. I think we're into this new age of feelings of like, oh, I got to feel something and touch something, yeah. right? No, it's okay to just be like, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, and when I do, I'll be able to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is more of the answer because I think we get into this like grief is this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I have to feel
that.
This.
Okay.
No, mm-hmm. it's not a complete sentence. Okay. Grief is not a complete sentence. Mm-hmm. Grief is a lifelong journey, just like mental health is a lifelong journey. And healing is a lifelong journey. Mm-hmm. So if I'm identifying a feeling, it might take me numb. It might take me confused. It might take me frustrated. It might take me happy. It might take me lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would tell you, too, I think on some level I'm getting to this point with me. What if I worked off the premise that there is nothing wrong with me? There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling numb, it's exactly how we feel. It's mm-hmm. just, it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's no need to ponder it or dig at it. It just is. I found that numbness is a blessing sometimes, actually. Mm-hmm. I always think human beings are miraculous, right? Mm-hmm. Like the way our psyches, our minds work. So sometimes you need, like if I go in for surgery, I want to be numb. Numb me up.
Exactly.
I don't want to feel it. And that's all right. You'll come up out of it when it's time to come out of it. It's all working together.
And maybe that's why numbness scares me, because I don't numb from a medical standpoint. So when I go to get dental work, it's all in my chart. They got to use the old stuff, lidocaine, because whatever it is with my nerve endings, it takes me forever. I mean, they shoot me up, tell me go walk around for 20 minutes and come back and have to shoot me again. Because I've had procedures where I'm like, hold on, I felt you just drilled my tooth. And the same thing happened when I was having the C-section. You just cut me. I felt it. Numbness to me, I'm like, wait a minute.
And feelings can be scary, right? We're not talking about feelings not being scary.
I think that, right?
I think sometimes we miss the thought that feelings are allowed to scare me. I'm allowed to sit in something and be like, what is this?
Absolutely.
Right, and freak out and be like, whoa, this is not what I'm used to. Or a lot of times people distract, right? So I'm busy. Holiday season, people get busier.
Okay.
I got to do something every single day. I got to touch something every single day. Let me go make sure I clean my gutters. Let me make sure I put some ice down. Let me make sure I go buy the toys. Let me make sure I go travel. We do all these things in the holiday season, but no one is actually resting. Right, because we're more afraid of ourselves and sitting than actually being like, hey, it's okay to just not feel the way I feel.
So it's okay to slide down the wall.
Yes, if you need to, with your arms out and flail down and slide down, and if you need to, with tears coming out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And it's okay to just realize that I'm human and I can make mistakes and I can be sad and I can be happy and I can be overwhelmed. It doesn't always have to be something clinical.
Yeah. And I would tell you, too, what I found is we were never taught how to do this. We weren't taught how to do it.
Yeah.
So when we were little kids, we come home happy. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nobody was ever like, no, you're going to get stuck in mania. Don't do that. Don't do that. I need you to come up out of it.
Right.
Said nobody ever. Right.
Ever.
But we come home sad or angry or whatever. And even well-meaning adults, God help. You're blessed if there was somebody there to catch you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even well-meaning adults. Right. Hey, come here. Hey, come up out of it. Come up out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think to a child, that tells us if we don't know how to come up out of it, we're going to get stuck in it. Because if the adults are worried, there's something to be worried about, right? And so it's just I think it's flowing with yourself and knowing, look, you didn't get stuck in mania.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy all the time. So I'm sure that's going to pass. And so it just makes sense. If that's going to pass, the rest of it will pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do in the meantime as it's passing? You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not taught that. So then, yeah, it's scary. It's all sorts of scary when you're like, oh, my God, what if I feel like this forever?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
And I'll say this. Everything is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Everything is temporary. But in the moment, it feels like it's forever.
Mm.
But everything is temporary. A feeling is temporary. How you felt today is not how you felt tomorrow. It's not how you're going to feel next week.
Okay.
What you thought right now was overwhelming is not going to feel overwhelming next week.
Okay.
So that's why I think a lot of therapists and people should say everything is temporary.
And it's like a landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a landscape of you'll go from kind of like a car ride.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going from here to, let's say, Alabama, you'll go from one stop to the next. And
you
guys are talking about generational stuff. I'll use the Etch-A-Sketch as a way, right? You get to draw as many lines as you want to on the Etch-A-Sketch
and
then shake it, and then it goes away,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes your feelings can be like that. You can have a bunch of different feelings. You shake it, and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's authentic to yourself. If you feel one way one day and it changes the next, it doesn't mean you were inauthentic.
Correct.
It just means it changed,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's that part, too. I know, when I get in those feelings where it's like, I'm not getting out of bed. I stayed in bed for 3 days recently.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have people come get me. And I didn't want to tell anybody, I'm stuck in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my friends was like, what are you doing? What are you trying to do with yourself? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to lay in bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm coming. I'm just going to come and get you. I'm going to drive you around in the car, get you up out of bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of it, too. It's like there's this fear for me that if I'm not on or I'm not engaging or I'm not able, that life will move on, people move on. Because, it's that community. It's
mm-hmm.
people who you know you don't need to be any type of way for. They'll come get you.
Yeah.
You know, or they'll wait for you. Or
mm-hmm.
they'll be like, hey, friend, you're back. Hey, mm-hmm. that's cool. You know, we don't have that as much anymore. And I think it makes it even scarier when we get in those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, am I letting them down? Or two, am I just kind of, for me, it's like, is the world just going to move on? I'd be forgot about. I need to get back on game. And if mm-hmm. I can't get back on game, then what? Mm-hmm. And so it's building that too, maybe.
Wow. Ooh, Lynette. Okay. And no, I mean that because the just kind of being stuck. Mm-hmm. I think the holidays for me, that being stuck, like I was doing well, and I think this will lead perfectly into our next topic. I do well in the summer, spring, fall months because I'm walking. Mm-hmm. And then I'm walking, I'm losing weight. And then the holidays for me are all about family. And I bake a lot. But when we're talking about the loss, you know, I'm missing the community piece mm-hmm. that my grandmother mm-hmm. facilitated. And it's never been the same yeah. since one of my aunts has picked it up. But I realized, like, I've probably put back on the pounds mm-hmm. that I worked so hard to get off. And it's all in that what you guys were talking about, the brain can't comprehend loss. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to mm-hmm. fill that gap, that mm-hmm. hole.
Absolutely.
Grief isn't a complete sentence. Mm-hmm. I'm on this landscape of ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to fill in that. And what I'm filling it with, pies.
Going that to get are amazing.
Banana pudding, you know. Yeah. You know, the real banana pudding that you have to bake in the oven. I'm filling it with that and, mm-hmm. you know, and an adult beverage here and there, which, hey. Right?
No, look, we're not judging. We're listening. We're not judging.
Okay, thank okay. you. You and a million other folk. And so when we talk about the holidays, mm-hmm. grief, and how people live in this food, mm-hmm. how they deal with yeah. it,
what advice would you give someone, or what would you let someone know during this time?
Because I don't know, because I could be like some folks, right? There's a whole spectrum of weight gain, weight loss, absolutely. Food insecurity, right? People would look at me and say, oh, Dr. P, she's slim, she's skinny.
Body dysmorphia.
Ooh, okay.
Right, and food. Yeah. How does that weave yeah. in, and what tools, advice would you give to someone who could be on the edge when it comes to their relationship with food, grief, loss,
all that.
Yeah, all yeah. of that.
I don't know. I guess this is what I'd say, right? Everybody has to get through things how they get through things. And if you're going to get through things by eating, I'm just glad you got through it and you're still here, because we can undo whatever you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like shaming people like, oh, that's how you got through. You shouldn't have done it. Well, what was my option? What was my option at that point? And so maybe just thank God I'm still here and we can undo. As long as you're still here, we can undo anything. Wow. We can fix anything if you're still here. So I'm going to go with that first. And then, I don't know, when I sit with myself, I sit with other people, it's like, hold on. What do you need, though? Because mm-hmm. we tell people, okay, stop eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. But what was that filling? Well, I needed comfort. Okay, so now you don't get food or comfort? Bet. Okay, that's going to work. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so right. what you needed was comfort. How do you get comfort? Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you need a blanket. Maybe you need somebody to come sit with you. Maybe you need to be warm. I don't know what you need that's comforting. Mm-hmm. But to take away people's coping skill and not give them what they actually needed is so crippling. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so maybe, like, for me, and I do that with myself, it's just starting from there, like, okay, Lynette, what do you actually need? Mm-hmm. Because, like, food will get me community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I just need community.
Community.
Food will get me comfort. Maybe I just need comfort. Food mm-hmm. will get me someone speaking highly of me. Not me. That will get me, people will speak badly of me if I provide food. But if people say, oh, you did a good job, maybe mm-hmm. you just need somebody to tell you do a good job. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe it starts with that. Mm-hmm. And also, like, however you get through it, you get through it. We'll fix it on the back end. I'm glad you're here. Mm. That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, and having had a friend make another decision, and she's not here.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's real.
Okay. Because, oh my gosh, do I cry like every episode? hearing that, yeah. I wish I, you know, what did she need? Because we all can say, I remember her last Instagram live, like her face, and I remember kept looking like, something's off. And I remember I kept saying, I need to call her because she lived close to me. I need to call her and check on her because she had texted me and we were planning to do something. And I didn't, you know, life and all your other responsibilities. And then this is why I hate Facebook. When people get on Facebook, that's how I found out. I logged in and someone had an RIP, but I was at work and people were trying to call me. I was teaching, I was in class, so I couldn't answer my phone. But then when I got a break, the first thing I did, you know, I logged in on Facebook, I scrolled, and that's how I found out. And looking at that, what was my option that some people see another option, probably because what you said, they didn't get what they needed in that moment.
Well, and sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes I think we shame the way people cope. So then we take away all of it. Like, no, you can't drink, you can't use drugs, you can't use food, you can't use sex, you can't use, okay, then if you don't know what else to do, then what do you do? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
And so it's just like, I think it's that. It's like, however you're coping, you're coping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we need to, however the coping, if we replace that, we need to put it with something that is probably a healthier, fulfilling, a healthier, fulfilling way. Yeah.
There's always a more, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No.
I think there's always a more, like, it's authenticity, it's authentic. What do you authentically need? I need to not have my mind on this right now. Like, what do you authentically need? That's the healthy part.
Yeah.
And like we start having those conversations with people, really, you know, because people don't, when I sit with people, they don't know. When I'm like, what do you need? I don't know. How would you get it? I'm getting it. It's like, oh, okay, well, we need to talk about that.
And that's why I call Cecil like 5 times a day.
That's what's up. Good. That's good.
Because I've learned to give people harm reduction, which is a part of the substance abuse, right? Instead of telling you to completely go cold turkey, let's bring you down one. Let's bring you down a step. Let's bring you down another step, right? So if you're eating 5 times a day or 5 times, let's get you to like 2, 4, or 3. Right? That's harm reduction. It's not the same concept of you're stopping completely. You're remove that out of your life because you'll never do it again. That's just not even humanly possible.
Right.
It's not even a thought, especially during holiday season. Right. Holiday season is one of those. It's darker. It's colder. It's gloomier. And so, of course, I'm going to cope with something to make me feel comforted.
Absolutely.
I don't want to remove that out of my life. As soon as I leave your office or a therapist's office, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You don't see me the other 20-something hours of my day. So you got an hour of me. You're going to walk away and go do it anyway. So if I can tell you to try it, to reduce it a little bit during this season, or try to find a way to move your body in the house, like pace around the house a little bit. Right? Walk up and down your stairs. If you can, you know, walk around, move your arms, move your legs, do something to move your body during this season to help you in that time to comfort you, right? Yeah. Get you a weighted blanket.
I have a 20-pound weighted blanket. I love it. Yeah. Right. And because Chris, our EP, he told me to walk with the weighted vest, I bought a 20-pound weighted vest. All and right. I'll tell you, I was feeling stressed out in the house. And so TikTok shop has me in a chokehold. So I buy every little $11.99. I bought one of those little swivel walk things. You swivel. I had that on with the weighted vest in the house watching, I don't know, I was watching something on Netflix or something. But then I fell asleep with the weighted vest on. I sat on the couch and just sat. I fell asleep with it, and it felt so good.
Yeah.
I was like, what is, this is kind of weird.
It's not, it's what I talk about a lot. People want companionship, right? It's why people buy dogs. It's why people buy animals, because they're not looking for a relationship. You don't want to actually be with someone. You just want that feeling of warmth, right? That feeling of heaviness.
Yeah.
So you fell asleep because it was a sense of heaviness. It was something on me.
Yeah.
That's why people do the things that we do.
Because my dog is still in timeout for eating that
pie. Well, it needs to be what it is. Yeah. Right? But don't you think that leads into it just a little bit? And I won't go, like, I won't rabbit trail too much, but we've really pushed this value of this, like, very unhealthy hyper-independence. I don't need anybody. I got it. And so even to say, I just need to be held. I don't need any, I just need to be held. And it doesn't need to be more than that. But we're told, no. Like, that's not whatever. Whether we're coming from a very, like, a conservative viewpoint where it's like, you don't get to be held. And like, You know, or it's like we've taken, it's like this hyper independence.
Like I can do it all by myself.
I got it all by myself. Yeah. Like no interdependence, mm-hmm. no, like I just need you. Can you just come over? We're friends. Come over, sit on the sofa with me and hold me for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's just that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've, mm-hmm. we've done some stuff to where, I don't know, it's, anyway.
No, I am not one of those people. I mm-hmm. need you and you need me to survive, right?
Thank you. Cecil? Yes. That's so good.
And I hope that's people so who listen realize if they need to call someone and ask for support or sure. ask for someone to sit with them mm-hmm. or ask for someone to show up. And I know asking for help is probably the hardest thing that most humans struggle with.
Yeah.
Not just even the holiday season, just across the board. Yeah. But during the season when you need someone to just be like, I'm here, just ask. Like, mm-hmm. it could be a text that say, it could be a special word y'all got together, right? Yeah. I'm sad. And they're like, okay, I'm on my way, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because we get to this point where we don't want to text out everything that we're thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or are you busy? Can I call? Can I FaceTime? Mm-hmm. We have so much technology to be able to be with someone. Right. I can be on FaceTime until I pull up to you so that you have that support through the process. So I just think people listening, if they need to listen and hear, if you're feeling overwhelmed, just ask for support
mm-hmm.
and help.
Mm-hmm. And nobody don't FaceTime Cecil. I'm the only one that can call him on FaceTime. Me and Miles.
Noted.
Listen, I'm okay with FaceTime. It just depends on like if I'm laying on my couch with my cover, like don't FaceTime me.
That's why, like, when we start talking about holiday grief and all this kind of stuff, and I just talk about sometimes with my clients, too, and myself, it's like there's this programming. Mm-hmm. There's an entire system out there that's programming people into destruction, mm-hmm. into like, exploitation. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you program people that they're supposed to be independent, hyper-independent, you program people that they can't reach out. Mm-hmm. You program people that... It's like there's all these messages. There's messages of like estrangement. I get it. Sometimes your family needs to be cut off. They're crazy. I don't know. But we're seeing that all the time.
Yeah, it's
now.
Like you can't just cut them off because she didn't give you the right. slice of pie. Like
she's not a narcissist.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, this isn't high level business. This yes. is somebody forgot your birthday. Now I'm not talking to them no more. But then where does that leave people?
Right.
Dependent on an impersonal system
yeah.
that then can cause fear,
yeah.
can cause scarcity, can cause lack. Like anytime, like if we talk about food and holiday stuff, mm-hmm. anytime I've been hungry, I can call my mom. I can call a friend. I can say, feed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have to, because I've cut everybody in my life off. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be like, let me go to this impersonal, non-person system
mm-hmm.
and ask them to help me. And that's the setup. That's the setup.
Wow.
We pull people out of community, out of relationship, out of human-to-human contact. Then we convince them that the system is a person who actually cares about them.
And it's not.
Then to come find out yeah. it's not, then they harvest fear, insecurity, rage, anger, and then we wonder why everything's sideways. I'm not for it anymore. I'm good. Pull up. Bring me some pie. Hold me on
she
the
said,
sofa.
Pull up. I'm pulling up, Lynette.
That's it. That's our code listen. Word. If I ever okay. text you and I'm like, pull up.
Bam.
Bring me a weighted blanket.
It's
I don't even
done.
Need pie.
You don't need pie?
I do need pie. I lied to you just then. I do. You saw through me. She saw my eyes. She said, no, that lady needs pie.
And that's my love language. So especially during this time, and I remember when you talked about in the beginning, like, what do you need? So when I bake for people, that is me showing you that you're important to me. I care for you. But it's also a way of me having my grandmother's legacy live on. Because my grandmother was the one, if someone passed away, if she would have all of us, you know, I was a kid at the time, but she would have my aunt make food and take food to a family in need. And if she heard that someone didn't have food, she would always say, I don't have a lot of money to give you, but I can give you something to eat. It'll sustain you in this moment. 100. And that's why I bake and cook. And so the holidays for me, when I'm hearing of families, and this will get into the food insecurity piece, I cook a lot and I don't let people, like I don't need anyone to know, but I like to cook family dinners. I may put on Facebook, hey, does anyone know a family that needs this or that? That's when I go and give and make them a good meal.
That's what's up.
Right? Because I know, even though we have all the resources, you know, you can call 211, you can do all of those things. Sometimes people just need a good home-cooked meal that was made with love.
There. Mm-hmm. It's that human to human part. That's where we've got it twisted. Like, we've been programmed that this system gives a human feeling. It does not. Mm-hmm. And that's what messes people up, right? And like you were saying, like when you cook, like your grandma and all of that, then we go back to grief and all that. But it's like when we have a memory of somebody and they were important to us, I think their memory is too big for just us to hold. And so when we share it with other people now, their memory is more full, right? Like you feel all of your grandma. People tell me, like, when they think of a loved one who's passed and they're like, I can't hear their voice anymore. But you know what? Your aunt sounds just like them. And so when we're in that space, when we have that, it's like that grief is held by many and therefore their memory is more full. Do you know what I mean? So when you were talking about, I cook and that brings, but then like that piece of your grandma is shared and now her memory is more full in you, which leads away from despair and maybe just normal sadness. We're all going to get sad. We're all going to grieve, but it doesn't turn into despair and hopelessness. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's beautiful. The way you do that.
That makes me feel, oh my gosh, I'm Teasel, you go. I'm about to start crying again, but that makes me feel, it just makes me feel good because I, when I'm baking, sometimes, and I can be baking and I'm like, wow, she's right here. And that's why I don't share my recipe because people are like, and I have, I think I called Cecil, would I called somebody in a panic because I have the paper with her handwriting on it. I've had to rewrite it because over the years, and I thought I lost it and I was in a panic. And my mom's like, oh, don't worry, you'll find it, you know. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I remembered it by memory because I've done it, right? That's how I got the recipe because I had to watch her. Like, how you do this? And then when she looked, she was like, no, just a little pinch here. But I've made the modifications and notes alongside her handwriting.
That's beautiful. Though. Yeah. Right.
So I said I will always, that's our memory. But before she passed away, she gave each of the grandchildren a different recipe because that was her way of trying to keep the family together.
That's amazing.
Yep. So if I want, like, mac and cheese, I have to call my cousin in St. Louis and she's like, I'm not giving you the recipe. I'm like, girl, give me the recipe.
So as we are wrapping up, what's one thing that you would want to let our listeners know during this holiday season, be about anything that we've discussed, grief, food insecurity, comforting feelings? What's one thing that you would want to leave them with?
I think I tell you, I mean, it's hard and that's normal. And there's nothing wrong with you. There really isn't. There's nothing wrong with you. Also, we have choices, right? Like I found this is hard. Listen, it's hard because I struggle with myself. But if I don't want to get stuck in bed for 3 days, I know I have to do something different, right? So I'm going to go into some gratitude. You know, I'm glad I have a bed to lay in. I'm glad I have a house. That's what it sounds like when it starts to. It's not real gratitude. But it's like, it's okay to shift that up. It's not inauthentic to you. If you don't want to be there, you can try to shift it up a little bit. Call somebody to help you shift it up, right? But also this season, like all the stuff that we've been told it's about, that's not right. We're all, like, we're all heavy. We all get sad. See, so you're right. The weather lends to it, right? There's these times where it's dark. These are times where we pull into ourselves. We go deep. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I just say. Like, I really think that's it. It's like there's nothing wrong with you. It will pass. It's okay to help it pass faster. If you need a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just don't do as much of this or that. Try to bring it down a little bit. But none of us are judging either because we've all been there too. Like, you're not any different than me. You're not any different than me. And I think sometimes just remembering that too, even when you feel alone, like just look out a little bit. Don't look at the news. Don't look outside yourself because I don't even know if all that's true. I don't know if it's true. I'm saying no. But if you just look around your community or your neighborhood, you'll see other people like you. It's all right. So you're not alone like that.
Good. Thank you.
That's why I say hi to everybody when I'm in the store.
Me too.
Hey, how you doing? Hi, how you doing?
Do you see them look at you too? Because sometimes it's like you break through.
Yep.
I'll be like, hey, how are you doing? I'm glad to see you today. I'm glad you're here doing this. And people, like, you'll see them glitch out a little because they're not used to it. It's like, no, really, how are you doing? I'm Lynette. What's up? And I'll tell people, you know what? I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to come check on you tomorrow. And I'm making the rounds on the Speedway. I'm the Speedway saint. And Taco Bell at 2 a.m. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Wait a minute. I've been on a She's
Listen,
my person.
I'm doing the Lord's work.
Yes, I'm doing the Lord's work. Because I said, I don't even know why I'm in Taco Bell, but I like Pepsi. It's Pepsi. I like a cold Pepsi.
Yep.
And they have Pepsi. So I'll get a Mexican pizza and a Pepsi. I pay for it now the next day or two.
This is how I'm getting old.
But yeah.
Fun fact, I had a Snickers and a Pepsi Zero yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you're Pepsi Zero.
I'm on a healthy journey.
I need you to love yourself more
yeah,
right
exactly.
now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay, Cecil.
Get the one with cane sugar, dude.
Yeah.
I'm trying to live to 60, okay?
No. Me too.
No, it's like pulling up, though. Like, when I pull up on Taco Bell, too, like, I've just purposed it lately. Like, I try to remember people's names. I try to, so then I can pull up and be like, hey, what's up, Ryan? But it does something, right?
I think those are
just little things, like, we can do. And even when I'm feeling sad or alone, mm-hmm. I'll pull up on Ryan and be like, can I get some cheese sauce, Ryan? Mm-hmm. And then I don't feel so alone. But if we all kind of just started doing that, don't you think things would shift?
Yes, everybody. That's your assignment for the holidays.
Go to Taco Bell
at 2 a.m.
That may be a lot.
That may be a lot. But when you see someone in the store, say hi.
Catch their name.
Catch their name.
Psychology says if people hear their name, they actually enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's how we're going to spread holiday cheer. We don't have to buy anything.
Please don't buy anything. Hold your money. Don't buy anything. Be real. Just be real.
Catch someone's name and say, hi, how are you? Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy holidays. All the good things.
See, I'm a squirrel. I know we're short on time, but listen. Do you know how many of us have only heard our name spoken in anger or judgment? And then when you're like, Ryan, what's up? What's up, cheese sauce? I got you, you know? That may be the first time that person has heard their name spoken in joy or excitement or peace. That'll change your stuff up real quick.
Lynette, you all up my front lawn. That's why I say love y'all double time after everything. Because I realize that people don't hear, I love you. Mm-hmm. I tell everyone, okay, see you later, love you.
Absolutely.
Because I realize everyone doesn't hear it. And there's a whole landscape spectrum of love. It doesn't always mean relationship love.
I love the fact
that
you're a human being. I love the fact that you're here. I don't need you to do nothing or be nothing. Yep. I just love you. Because you made it earthside.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. You get love because you made it earthside. That's it.
That's it. Boom.
This has been a good episode.
So,
this has been The Mindful Edge. If today's conversation supported you, share it with someone who might need a little grounding this season.
Yes, thank you all for coming. Please check us out at www.gte.org/mindfuledge. And I just want to thank you, Lynette, for coming. We're pull up. That's our code word.
That's the code.
Yes. And we also would want to thank, we have the dopest executive producer.
Awesome.
I mean, he is amazing.
We go through a long list of adjectives.
Yes, he does. And so until next time, happy holidays. And remember, catch someone's name and we will talk to you guys later. Love y'all double time.
Love you guys.
WGTE. Voices around us.